Good morning. We're going to talk about the halachas of the four parashiyos. The four parashiyos, which are read basically in conjunction with the month of Adar, Parashas Shkolim, Parashas Zachar, Parashas Poro, and Parashas Achodesh. There are occasions where Parashas Shkolim will fall out on Rosh Chodesh Adar, but it's never after Rosh Chodesh Adar. It's either before or on Rosh Chodesh Adar. Parashas Achodesh is either before or on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Parashas Zachar and Parashas Poro are always in the month of Adar. The reason why Chazal and Masakan, we have to read these specific parashiyos from the Torah. Number one, Parashas Shkolim. The Torah says that starting from the month of Nisan, the korbanos which are brought in the Beis Hamikdash have to be bought from the new truma, the new masas hashekel in each individual in Klal Yisrael, each household in Klal Yisrael would contribute a masas hashekel, a half of a shekel. And that money together was used to buy the korbanos of the tzibur, the tamidim, the musafim, etc. That had the erlas chodesh b'chodshoy chodshei hashana, and the month which is the beginning of a new month of a year, the money which is used to purchase the korbanos has to be the money for that year. It cannot be last year's money. What happens with the leftover money from the previous year is discussed in the Mishnah's Masechet Shkolim. Since that it was true, they had to start collecting the Masechet HaShekel in the month of Adar. So either on Rosh Chodesh or prior to Rosh Chodesh, they would make an announcement that it's the time to collect the Shkolim. So this parsha was already Niskan to be read during the times of Beis HaMikdash, that they were bringing Korbanos, they would be announcing that Shkolim are going to be collected through the Kriya of Parsha Shkolim in the Shul on the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh Adar or on Rosh Chodesh Adar. We continue it almost as a tefillah that we should be zochet to get back Beis HaMikdash and be able to give the Masechet HaShekel. So it functions almost along the lines of a tefillah in our minds. And the second parsha is the parsha Zachar, which is read in conjunction with Purim. It's always the Shabbos prior to Purim. So sometimes there's a gap between parshas Shkolim and parsha Zachar. Parsha Zachar has to be the Shabbos immediately prior to Purim. We read the mitzvah, the Torah of Zachar, Esa Shalacha, Asalacha Amalek, but there are Chutzes Kamei Mitzrayim. You have to remember what Amalek did to Klal Yisrael. Chazal learned out that this skira, remembering something, we think of the word remembering as something which one does in their mind. But over here, Zachar could also mean that it has something which has to be, it's a memoriam, it has to be mentioned, it has to be expressed. So, there's a chiyuv to say but the words of the skira, the more learns out they have to be done b'sefer. Whether it's a requirement of a minyan, that's questionable, whether that's a din d'oraisa. But the mitzvah of Zachar, Esesher Salacha Amalek, that we read Parshas Zachar, that's a chiyuv d'oraisa. How often do you have to remember it? So, Chazal commands at least once a year we read it. People tend to remember things for a year. So, at least once a year we read it as a reminder of that which Amalek did, which point in time should we read it? Immediately prior to Purim, which Klal Yisrael actually was able to, at that point, act upon this mitzvah and remove some of Amalek from the world, at that point in time, is the appropriate time to talk about this mitzvah. The third parasha is Parshas Poro. The Shulchan Aruch says the Parshas Poro, he is showing him that it's a chiyuv d'oraisa. He does not bring a second opinion, which means when he does that language, he's saying, even though it's only recorded in some sources, but since nobody argues, we're going to accept it. So the Shulchan Aruch understands the Parshas Poro is deraisa. The Mishnah Berurah does bring that there are multiple achronim who disagree and say Parshas Poro is not deraisa. In the time of the Beis HaMikdash, it was to remind people that they needed to be mitahar themselves prior to the Korban Pesach. Nowadays, it will act as a tefillah with the Misha Mizrachim to get back to Beis HaMikdash and have the Tahara that the Beis HaMikdash offered. And then the fourth Kriya is the Kriya of Parshas HaChodesh to announce that this is the beginning of the new year for the month, regards to the months of the year, which is a reminder of the Rosh was Kaveya, the Kviyas of the Shana, as Zeichel, the sixth time of the Yom Tov of Pesach. So those are the four parashiyas, and we'll clarify some of them. The halachas, Beis Hashem, in the next two shurim, and then we will move on to Hilchos Shabbos. Have a good day.